Now the patient for Nancy Thompson, THOMSON, May 1151. Address as a letter to Dr. Taru Maraja, THARUMARAJAH, 772-6884. Dear Dr. T, follow-up for Nancy, chronic kidney disease. She has cerebral palsy, bipolar disorder, prior lithium exposure, hypertension, prior elevated calcium with an episode of acute kidney injury. Last visit was in November. She couldn't come in person. We did it on the phone. Left hip arthritis to have hip replacement August 29. This will be done by Dr. Mautsatson, Mautsatson. Not very physically active. Denies anti-inflammatory agents. Weight appetite is stable. Denies vomiting dysphagia. Isolated loose stools without bleeding. Isolated constipation without bleeding. Takes stool softeners. No infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. Present in no gross edema. No falling episode. No chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, which is minor. No oxygen, inhalers, sleep apnea, CPAP machine, no smoking. Next paragraph, medication list review. On zero quell, prior lithium exposure, takes lisinopril, cholesterol, Norvasc, pain control, Norco. On osteoporosis treatment. Next paragraph, weight at home, 110, alert oriented time 3, normal speech. Blood pressure at home, 138.77. Next paragraph, chemistries from July, creatinine 1.6, which appears to be baseline for a GFR of 33, stage 3B. Normal electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, minor increase of phosphorus, 4.9, anemia 11.7. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B. Appears stable, no progression, no symptoms, prior lithium exposure. Next number, hypertension, tolerating lisinopril among other medications. Next number, bipolar disorder, prior lithium exposure. Next number, anemia, no external bleeding. Next number, prior high calcium, which is presently normal. Next number, elevated phosphorus, monitor for binders. Discuss about low phosphorus diet. Next number, osteoarthritis on the left hip to have surgery. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. All issues discussed with the patient. Come back in 6 months.